little emotion this morning. What brings that on when that happens at a practice? When you just get worked up and get a couple get by you in the six slumps?
Well, I don't like getting scored on. That's period. You know, and I don't like losing games, so letting a little anger show, a little emotion show that I care.
Does that carry over from last night?
Not necessarily. It's more I got beat on a couple shots, and I don't like that.
What was your feeling? We didn't talk to you after last night. What was the feeling on overall your performance and the way that the team responded last night?
Well, it's tough to judge because it was kind of a kick in the nuts, losing with 3 seconds left. And, you know, it's hard to swallow. I think one of those games you just got to bottle it up and throw it away because, you know, that's not going to happen very often, and we don't want that to linger.
Where did you put your game at recently, Connor, when you look at it just overall, even since, let's say, the All-Star break?
You know, I like it. It's in a really good spot. You know, I've been peaking at the right time, and granted, I don't like getting scored on five times, but I think I was doing a lot of things right, and I still see a little bit of improvement. So we got a couple more games here. I'm going to continue peaking, and you know, when playoffs come around, it's a whole new season.
When you look at the calendar that remains here right now, how much are you looking at kind of mapping to get what you want done compared to kind of, you know, playing too much or not playing enough?
No, I said it before, I don't really have a whole map of what I want, but I want to get that good feeling. And I had it, and I want to continue to keep it and get the consistency with it. And once you have it, it's really hard to lose it. And I think if you can carry that momentum into playoffs, it's just it gives you that extra momentum boost.
You guys prided yourself last year, Connor, on great defense. I mean, what are you seeing in front of you right now with the club? And are you seeing more quality chances in front of you this year than maybe you were last year?
You know, I'd rather the coach answer that question. I'm just here to do my job. I'm going to stop everything that comes in front of me, you know, or at least I'm going to try. And, you know, maybe there's more, maybe there's less. You know, I'm going to make sure that I'm doing my job the best as I possibly can.
How do you evaluate? Like, the guy out that's going to watch and read us looks at save percentage and looks at goals against. Mm-hmm. I assume you go deeper than that. How would you evaluate, you know, your season this compared to last?
Well, I evaluate game-by-game basis based on how I feel. And there's games where I feel like I should get a shutout, and I let in three. So it's tough to judge. And stats, they don't tell the whole picture. You know, as a season as a whole, you know, I think I've learned a lot from it. And I like where my game's at. So, I mean, if we win a Stanley Cup, we're going to talk about this right now? I don't think so. The whole key is preparing the right way to win a Stanley Cup. And I think we're on the right path for that.
What's the team still got to do to fine-tune its game overall, you think, before that postseason begins?
No, I think we got to learn from moments like last night. You know, we can't let our guard down, and we got to continue building our details.